pockets full. Clients who come back, that's the rule. MedSpaMarketingHQ.com. Confidence booked all season long. MedSpaMarketingHQ.com.
This is the MedSpa Marketing HQ podcast. Short, practical audio for med spas who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, what the $9 unit price war actually costs the clinic that wins it. The economics behind aggressive per-unit neurotoxin pricing, what it does to your average ticket and your ad math, and what to do when a discounter opens nearby. A new clinic opens 2 miles away and advertises neurotoxin at $9 a unit. Your front desk starts hearing about it by the end of the first week. By week three, you have lost two regulars, and someone on your team is suggesting you match it. Before you do, look at what that price is actually buying the clinic running it. The arithmetic on the other side. At $9 a unit, a standard forehead and glabella treatment of roughly 40 units bills $360. Product cost to the clinic, depending on the manufacturer program and the volume tier, lands somewhere in the range of $4 to $6. More per unit. Take the middle, $200 in product on a $360 ticket. Out of the remaining $160 comes the injector's time, the room, the front desk, the marketing that produced the appointment, and the overhead. At $30 to $90 per lead on paid channels and a consult-to-treatment rate that is rarely above 60%, the acquisition cost on a new client is often more than what is left. So the $9 clinic is not making money on that transaction. It is buying a client and betting on what happens next: retail skincare, filler, a laser package, a membership. That is a legitimate strategy when the back end is built. It is a slow bleed when it is not. Which is why aggressive discounters in this industry tend to either become quite large or close inside 2 years, with not much in between. What matching does to you: you do not just lose margin on the clients who ask, you lose it on the ones who never would have. Publish a unit price low enough to compete, and you have reset the anchor for your entire market, including your existing clients, who now know what the number is. In a business where the model is repeat visits over years, resetting the price your best clients expect is a permanent change made to win a temporary fight. There is a second cost that shows up in the ad account. Discount-led campaigns attract discount-led buyers, and those clients do not become members, do not buy the laser series, and leave when the next special opens. Your cost per lead falls and your cost per retained client rises. That is exactly the trade that makes owners conclude paid advertising does not work for med spas, when what did not work was the offer. What to do instead? Compete on the injector, not the syringe. The single highest converting section on an aesthetic website is the one naming the medical director and the providers, with credentials and photographs. A first-time injectable buyer is nervous, and nervousness is not price sensitive. Most discount clinics are vague about who is holding the needle, and that is the gap to widen. Quote per area, not per unit. Forehead and glabella, $425, is not comparable to $9 a unit, which is the point. It also stops the negotiation about unit count before it starts. The full argument is in the pricing and memberships guide. Sell the second visit at the first one. The consult should end with three written options, and the third should be a plan across the year. A client on a $149 monthly membership is not shopping unit prices in 6 months. Answer the price call properly. When someone calls asking what you charge per unit, we price by area, followed by silence, loses them. Most first-time appointments here run $300 to $550 depending on what your face needs, and the consult is complimentary, so you will know the exact number before anything happens. I have Thursday at 4 or Saturday at 10, then close for the time. Scripts are in the follow-up guide. Get louder on reviews. Across 53,312 med spa listings, the median clinic has 50 reviews and only 33.6% have passed 100. A new discounter opens with almost none. 12 months of steady review velocity puts distance between you that a price cannot close, and it is the one advantage that compounds. When to actually respond on price. There's a version of this where you should move, and it is not a match. If your prices have not changed in 3 years, while product costs have, you may simply be mispriced in the other direction and never noticed. Check the local range once a year. If you have real slow weeks, the correct instrument is a package or a membership trial, not a lower unit price. A discount attached to a commitment does not reset your market anchor. A discount attached to a single treatment does. And if the discounter is taking real volume, the useful response is capacity in hours rather than price. Only 64.9% of med spas list Saturday hours and 27.1% list Sunday. Being open when your clients are free is a durable advantage. Being cheaper is not. Where your clinic sits against the rest of the field is in the benchmark report, and every service on this site comes with a free 14-day trial. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, medspamarketinghq.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for med spas. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.